Introduction. At 86 years old, people tell you how much wisdom you have. I don't know about all that, but I do know that God has done much in me and through me, and He's still working on me. I never set out to record the events of my life, not on paper or film or in some university's archives. Truth be told, I have forgotten more of what has happened than I can remember. I like it that way because I always seek to focus on God giving me new dreams. But as I talk and teach, and anyone who knows me well knows I love to do both, I have found myself reflecting, digging deeper, and reaching a few conclusions that have surprised even me. I have always been a dreamer. It almost seems as if my life has gone back and forth between two worlds, the world that reflects reality around me, and the world made by the dream I had of what life could be. My wife, Vera May, would always tell me to be careful because I would make people believe that the dream was already reality. When I was young, my dream was to get out of Mississippi and find a better life in California. After coming to know Jesus Christ and doing ministry in prisons with young men who looked like me and spoke the same broken English, I began to dream again. I dreamed of going back to my home state of Mississippi and sharing the love and joy of Jesus Christ that I had discovered in California. I have continued to seek to live out that dream in my life, to fulfill the Great Commission, but I hope the dream world I long for now looks like the coming kingdom of God. As much as we need to dream, we must also never forget what has happened in the past. We know how much farther we can go partly by seeing and marveling at how far God has already brought us. I have never stopped being amazed by God's redemptive love and His willingness to allow us to participate in spreading that love. To think of what God has done for me, a poor, third-grade dropout from rural Mississippi, is truly amazing, and every day I have to recognize that all of what I have done and have been given is by God's grace alone. It's thrilling to actually see happening what so many of us have been working toward for more than half a century: more freedom, more justice, and more love. So here I glance...